All right, it's the Friday pod, but it's coming to you on a Wednesday, Thursday. It's coming to you on Thanksgiving. It's when it cures everything. It's a college football podcast. And today, of course, the usual pod where we talk about our underdog upset picks and, of course, where is College Game Day going for championship week? That's right. Let's not waste time. Let's get into it.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, it's Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at Gary WCE. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful Thanksgiving week thus far. Yes. Yes, it is Thanksgiving. It is the final week of the college football 2024 regular season. And I don't know exactly how to feel about that. I feel like this has been a really long season and yet very, very short as well. Feels like it just started. And yet here we are, almost to December. It is what it is. You can follow me at Gary WCE on all the different social channels. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, you name it. We're over there. Easiest way to do that. I feel like I should have my thoughts together a little more. But hey, you guys are on podcast. Hopefully you appreciate this little stream of consciousness that I've got going on here. We've got much to discuss. Don't forget, of course, the BetUS College Football Show at Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going all the way through the national championship and beyond. That's right. We are prepping for the next season just as quick as this one gets done, for sure. But yes, there's a link in the description to go and check that out. Also, bettingcfb.com. Picks, stat projections, stat graphics, all kind of different stuff that that you can only get over there, bettingcfb.com. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. Going to be doing a lot of bonus podcasts and whatnot over there as well. So hopefully you will join me on that venture. Can't wait. Cannot wait to continue on over there. The postseason stuff, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've had a lot of success during bowl season. So hopefully we continue that for sure. All right. Let's get to what you're really here for. Who are the underdogs in Week 14 that are going to pull outright upsets? Rivalry week, there's always something, right? Always something that ends up happening. So let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's get to which ones I like this week. I'm not going to put a bunch of graphics on the screen, all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to tell you, okay? First one I like this week, Marshall, plus 145 at James Madison. This James Madison team is hit or miss. They're number 128 in strength of schedule right now. not very good. They've played a pretty easy Sun Belt strength of schedule. And last week, they got absolutely boat raced by App State, who is not a very good football team. Now you got to go up against Marshall, who is playing to get into the Sun Belt title game, who is looking for their ninth win. Charles Huff may be trying to find an extension, potentially. I think North Carolina should call Charles Huff. But either way, Huff is an FFC to me. So, Marshall plus 145 is the best money line that you can get on them right now. I think they win the game outright. That line has gone from 2.5 up to 3.5 in favor of James Madison. I'm not buying it. I will take Marshall to win that one outright. Game number two, Kansas State plus 120 at Iowa State. The Iowa State advanced metrics are not very good. My five factors plus talent rating actually would have Kansas State favored in the game. So that was a little bit surprising to me. Let's see. Yeah. It would have Kansas State a 50.5% chance to win that game outright. The implied odds at the sportsbook right now have Iowa State with a 57.8% chance to win the game outright. I think Kansas State is better than Iowa State. If they can keep from turning the football over, yeah, that would obviously help things for sure. And so, game number three, Utah going to UCF. Now, this one's a little tricky. It's the Friday night game, but Utah plus 290 at UCF. That line is like 9 right now, somewhere around there. But the best odds you can get to win outright is Utah plus 290. Now, the reason why I might take Utah here, obviously they have been really bad on offense. The sportsbook odds have UCF at 75.9% chance to win the game outright. That's the implied odds. I've got them at closer to 53.86. Not closer to. I've got them right at 53.86%. And here's what you got to look at. Kyle Whittingham, the Utah head coach, talked this week about how he would make the best decision regarding his retirement. He would make the best decision for the Utah football program. There is a world where he has told these guys, and that Utah still has a fantastic defense. There's a world where he's told these guys already that he's hanging it up, and this is a go out and win one for the Gipper situation. I want to be on that side. So give me Utah plus 290 at UCF. Both teams already have 7 losses. They're not making it to a bowl game. Not a whole lot to play for. If you've got one team that has extra motivation, that's the side I want to be on. Number four, Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan plus 210 going to Western Michigan. Both of these teams vying for a bowl bid. Eastern Michigan always seems to play above their heads. Right now, I still have Western Michigan projected to win the game 53.51%. The sportsbooks have them, though, at 64.79%. I think this is closer to a pick 'em than it is Western Michigan. Right now, if Western Michigan was favored by like 5.5, I've got them favored by a little over 2, and my last 4 projection actually has Eastern Michigan favored by a field goal. So I will take a shot. Eastern Michigan plus 210 at Western Michigan. So that's game 4. Game number 5. We're going to the Rose Bowl. Fresno plus 275 at UCLA. UCLA, not a lot to play for. I believe Duck is the one that told us in the chat today on the BetUS show. He said that UCLA is 1-8 against the spread the week after the USC game. They are missing out on a bowl game. UCLA is. Fresno, a little extra motivation. Team performance is going to have something to do with whether or not Tim Skipper gets to keep that job full time. Obviously, the offense has just fallen off a cliff this year. But five factors plus talent, I've got UCLA with a 49.42% chance to win the game. The implied odds from the sports book have it UCLA 78.49%. I think Fresno can absolutely win this game outright. Game number 6, Oklahoma. plus 190 at LSU. Yes, it is Death Valley at night. Yes, LSU finally got a win last week. I get it. I understand all of this. However, five factors plus talent has this game a pick 'em. The spread currently has LSU with 67.74% implied odds. It might even be higher than that now. I think Oklahoma found something last week. I think Jackson Arnold and that offense are going to be able to run on this LSU defense. And I think that Oklahoma's edge rushers can get home against Garrett Nussmeier. I don't necessarily trust that LSU offensive line right now, especially being rushed in the middle of the offensive line. So give me Oklahoma plus 190 for that. And then these last two, there's no numbers to back this up. There's just not. This is vibes. This is I feel like something like this could happen. Number seven, Syracuse. At home against Miami, Syracuse is plus 325 to win the game outright. The ACC stuff could get real hairy. Real hairy. So I will take Syracuse, plus 325. I think Gadsden and that offense can, and McCord, of course, throwing them the ball. I think they would love nothing more than to ruin Miami's season. If Miami doesn't win this game, Clemson goes to the ACC championship. And I think that South Carolina probably beats Clemson. I think that's going to be a really, really tight game. But this one, Syracuse, I think this could be a really tight game as well. So I will take the Cuse on this. And then final one, number eight. I give you guys eight of them every week. USC plus 240 at home against Notre Dame. Notre Dame has not had to face any team this talented in a long, long time. The last one that was close was Louisville. And Louisville outgained them by over 100 yards in that game. They lost the turnover battle, though. And Notre Dame was able to capitalize, etc. Now, that's been a while ago. But since then, they've played a banged-up Virginia squad, Georgia Tech without their quarterback, two service academies, Stanford with a banged-up quarterback. I mean, what do you do, right? So Notre Dame has certainly taken those teams absolutely apart. But I think that USC can keep this thing close. And, I mean, Lincoln Riley would love nothing more than to get a win over Notre Dame to kind of rebuild a little bit of hype, get some goodwill going into this offseason, for sure. I tell you one thing he doesn't want to do, he doesn't want to have to deal with Oklahoma in a bowl game. So get one more win and see if you can avoid that, for sure. All right, let's recap it. Marshall, plus 145 at James Madison. Kansas State, plus 120 at Iowa State. Utah, plus 290 at UCF. I'll take Eastern Michigan, plus 210 at Western Michigan. Fresno, plus 275 at UCLA. Oklahoma, plus 190 at LSU. And then Syracuse, plus 325 at home against Miami. USC, plus 240 at home against Notre Dame. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. All right, if you have not already, go check out GoSleeves.com/WCE. It's the best kinesiology technology on the market. They're compression sleeves, compression shirts, compression socks, all that. They help out joint pain. They help you with your blood flow, etc. I'm telling you get a little bit older, you got to start wrestling around with kids and whatnot. You're out playing even just, you know, old people sports, golf, pickup basketball, pickleball, etc. Just going to the gym. Tweak something here or there. You're not feeling real great. This will help you solve that. GoSleeves.com/WCE. That WCE gets you 15% off your order over there. So go check it out. Also, TicketSmarter.com is the best third-party ticketing vendor on the market. I've used them multiple times. I know friends and family that have used them multiple times. They are fantastic. And you can save money every single time that you visit. You want a ticket to a concert? Metallica's doing a stadium tour here soon. Tickets are ridiculous. Post Malone's got a stadium tour that's going on right now. Ridiculous. I mean, the tickets are absolutely outrageous for these things. Even just arena shows. If you want to go to college basketball games, you want to go to some of these bowl games, the playoffs, the college football playoffs are starting up. You can get tickets to all that stuff at TicketSmarter.com. Use the promo codes WCE10 to get $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more, and you can use that code every single time you buy tickets. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus kind of thing. It's an every-time-you-want-tickets kind of thing. So do yourself a favor and save you some money. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter. All right. If you've not already, subscribe to the channel, YouTube, and the podcast. That would help me out tremendously. Leave a nice 5-star review on the podcast. And, of course, on YouTube, like the video and all that good stuff. You guys know what you're supposed to do. You know how this thing works. Any amount of engagement helps out tremendously. And I would appreciate that because this is a one-stop shop.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've already told you about betting CFB. Yeah, we're good. All right, now, this will be a short one. Where is College Game Day going for week number 15? Championship week. That's right. There's only 9 games. 3 of them are on Friday. You got several games on Saturday. I think there's only 2 options. They want to go where the most engagement will be, where the most fans will be. The Big 12 would be fun. The ACC would be fun. SMU in their first Power Conference championship game, that could be a lot of it could be really entertaining. I don't think those are going to happen. The second option, I think, is the SEC. Georgia in Atlanta playing against either Texas or Texas A&M. One of those will be making their first ever SEC title game appearance. And honestly, it could be for whoever makes it to the playoff. Whoever loses that game could get knocked out. It is a possibility. I don't think it's likely if it's Georgia. I think Georgia would probably stay in. If Texas A&M beats Texas, gets there and then loses, they got 4 losses. Yeah, probably not going to make it in. Probably not. I think, and this is obviously based on what I think is going to happen this weekend, I think they're going to go to Indianapolis. Now, ESPN does not have any kind of Big Ten rights. I don't think it necessarily matters. They've been to several Big Ten games so far this season. I think that will continue here. I believe they're going to go to Ohio State versus Oregon Part 2 in Indianapolis. The Big Ten title game, I think Ohio State beats Michigan. Oregon has already wrapped it up, but I still think they're going to just demolish Washington. I think there's some demons there that they want to exercise. So, and same thing with Ohio State. They're going to exercise some demons this weekend as well. And with that, I think the College Game Day will end up in Indianapolis because you got to go to the site of the biggest game, and the biggest game is number one versus number two before you head into the playoff. Just the way it is. All right, that is going to wrap things up. That was I know that was short on that, but there weren't a lot of options next week. They're not going to go to the Sun Belt Championship. They're not going to go to the AAC, like none of that. There's really only four games that they could choose from, and I don't think they're going to go to the Big 12. Although all of these have incredibly high stakes. I'll say that. I will say that. So, is what it is. You guys have been absolutely fantastic this season. We're going to keep this thing rolling. Obviously, I'll be back again next week and whatnot. But I hope you all have wonderful Thanksgivings. The podcast will come out on Thanksgiving. You guys are awesome. And I appreciate all of you. But that said, oh, and I'm thankful for all of you. How's that? Appreciate's kind of the same thing. But it's Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. Anyway, all right, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Of course, God bless college football. Hopefully you all have wonderful Thanksgiving holidays, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.